Nottingham Forest are home for the Reds. It is your pre-match warm-up. You've got Ian Ryan, Jake Nolan, Mo Stewart, Adam Smith. We'll have a caller a little bit later on. But Jake, before we get stuck into Nottingham Forest, I would like to reflect a little bit on last night. And you would have to say it was a pretty easy one for the Reds and probably one the manager's absolutely delighted about.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it, mate. I'm all aboard the Europa League train at the minute. I think they've been a nice little occasion. It's good to see more kids at the game. I didn't know I was going at 7 o'clock. Ended up shooting down the M62 from Manchester, getting there very quickly after the day's work. But yeah, no, I thought it's good to see. Really enjoying seeing the youth squad. I think the way that Liverpool set up, I was actually quite impressed by them. I thought they were good. The fans are certainly good. But all in all, a good outing to score 5 goals and get some good lads on the score sheet. It's all good times, isn't it? On a Thursday night as well.
On a Thursday night as well, man.
Squeeze 3 pints in.
Before 7 o'clock. But you left at 7 o'clock, you squeezed 3
after
pints in.
After the game.
Oh, yeah, I was saying, fucking hell. Mo, in terms of the match, I mean, I think it's worth saying that, you know, Liverpool were maybe a little bit sloppy at times, mm-hmm. but what I would say is the result, it was never in any doubt.
No, it wasn't. Even when they did score, I think it was more just a case of annoyance rather than anyone thinking the game is in any jeopardy. But yeah, it was good because there were things that were being worked out. There were questions that were being answered. Obviously, Luke Chambers got a run. Everyone was quite keen to see how he got on. I felt a little bit for him because, to be honest, I felt like his teammates didn't give him the ball enough. There were quite a few times when they could have given it to him and they didn't. So I don't know whether or not Klopp will be having a word about that today at some point. But in general, it was good. It was confidence boosters for lots of players. Ryan Gravenberch, once again. I mean, I know Dominic Szoboszlai has come straight out the gate in terms of the midfielders that we all love. But, I mean, did you see him last night? Boy. And when you have the opportunity to put down a performance like that as any player, then it's just going to give you great confidence going forward, regardless of the opposition.
The Ryan Gravenberch thing, Adam's an interesting one, because I think Adam had been on it may have been a gutter with you in the summer, and he'd either just signed or he was about to sign. And we spoke about things like sometimes it just doesn't work at other clubs, regardless of how good a footballer you are, you might just not fit. And we've seen it with other players who've come into Liverpool as well. I think Phil Coutinho at Inter Milan was an example that maybe people use, but he does look some player.
Yeah, he does. He looks really exciting. And you can see there was a thing, I think it was Mel Reddy did a piece saying that he was spoken of in the same breath as Jude Bellingham years ago. And you can see why when you know performances like that, and obviously all the usual caveats around level of opposition and all that sort of thing. But he's done it pretty much every time he's played. Like even during his first few games, where he looked like he didn't quite know what he was getting out of his teammates and what he could do. And he barely unpacked his boxes. It's not a surprise he didn't look particularly settled. The more settled he's getting, the more the manager is getting in his ear, the more he just seems to be a player where you're looking and going, yeah, I'll have more of that, please. I think Jude Bellingham is probably the best player in the world at the moment on form, and what he's doing in Spain, he's absolutely ripping it up. But if you said to me right now, you can have Jude Bellingham, but you've got to give up Gravenberch, Szoboszlai and McAllister, I'm not taking it. Like the first two in particular, they look like they've got a hell of a ceiling.